Hello everyone and welcome to this very special episode of the Religious Studies Revised podcast. In this episode, we're going to just really work on calming your nerves and getting you nice and settled, ready for your paper 2 exam tomorrow. So don't worry, no matter how underprepared or prepared you're feeling, we're just going to run over a few topics just to put your mind at ease and also give you some tips on how to reduce your stress in the exam. So let's start by looking at some Catholic Christianity. So Roman Catholics believe that God created the world from nothing. It's known as ex nihilo. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, is a quote from Genesis 1:1. And this means that he created everything that exists and that nothing apart from God existed before creation. Now, the Catholic Church teaches that faith and science don't always disagree with each other. And some Christians, however, believe that the Bible, as the Word of God, must be interpreted literally. And this means that they believe that God literally made the earth in 6 days. So, remember that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the most important Catholic belief about creation is that it was an act of God. Creation is also understood as an expression of God as omnipotent, which means all-powerful. And that's because he was able to create the universe from absolutely nothing. So a quick question for you to sort of get you thinking about these things. Catholics and scientists will always disagree with each other about creation. Is that statement true or false? I'll say it again. Catholics and scientists will always disagree with each other about creation. That answer is indeed false. It's not true that they'll always disagree because the Catholic Church teaches that faith and science don't always disagree with each other. But there are some Christians that believe that the Bible must be interpreted literally. Another question for you. How is God described based on the fact he was able to create the universe from absolutely nothing? Can you remember that key word that's really good to use in your exam tomorrow? So that is omnipotent, just means all powerful. Now, Catholics believe that God made human beings the stewards of creation with a responsibility to look after the world that he made. Last question we're going to look at with Catholic Christianity is what two features did God produce when he created human beings? So the two features, can you remember them? So what he did is he created humans to have a special relationship with him, God, and also to obey his commands. So let's move on and have a look at a bit of Islam. So Sunni Muslims believe that there are five pillars of Sunni Islam, and these five pillars help them to live a perfect Muslim life. Practicing these five also helped create a community spirit and a group identity that binds Muslims together. They would also show a Muslim's commitment to Allah. Now, the five pillars of Sunni Islam are Hajj, which is the pilgrimage, Salah, which is prayer, Shahada, which is the declaration of faith, Zakah, which is charity, and Sawm, which is fasting. Okay, so I'll run through this one more time for you. Hajj is a pilgrimage. Salah is prayer. Shahada is the declaration of faith. Zakah is charity. And Sawm is fasting. So remember, Sunni Muslims believe there are five pillars to help them lead a perfect Muslim life, and that practicing these five also help them create a community spirit and a group identity that binds Muslims together. So, can you remember those five pillars? These are really important keywords to remember for your exam tomorrow. So, firstly, we've got Hajj. Then we've got Salah. Then we got Shahada. Then we got Zakah. And if then we got Swarm. If you can't remember what those mean, I recommend you just go back and look over your notes from school. So Shia Muslims believe that there are 10 obligatory acts that should be followed to live a perfect Muslim life. The first four, Salah, Zakah, Sawn, and Hajj, are the same as four of the five pillars of Sunni Islam. And the other six are Nahi Anil Mankar, which is discouraging people from doing what is wrong. Jihad, which is struggle to keep the faith and to defend Islam. Amar Bil Maruf, which is encouraging others to be good. Tabara, which is avoiding the enemies of God. Qams, which is 20% of tax, 20% tax on income after all personal expenses have been deducted. And then Tawala, which is to be loving towards the friends of God, including Muhammad and the Imams. So let's move on to have a look at some short questions to do with Judaism. So I'm going to ask you these questions and I'm going to want you to have a think of the answer, then I'm going to tell you what the answer is. So let's outline three characteristics of the Almighty in Judaism. So number one, the Almighty is God. The Almighty is one God, sorry. Number two, the Almighty is the giver of the law. And number three, the Almighty is the creator of the universe. Second question, give two explanations why believing in life following death may be an important component of Judaism today. Well, the first reason is that some Jews today believe in life following death, and it's important because it encourages them to live a better life. And some Jews believe that the Garden of Eden is set aside for those who lived a righteous life. And the second reason is some Jews today believe that life following death gives meaning to their life, and this life is best understood as preparation for the life of the world to come. Question number three. Explain three characteristics of bar mitzvah celebrations. So the first one, the Jewish boy recites a portion of the Torah in Hebrew. The ceremony is usually followed by a celebration, which involves receiving gifts. Lucky Jewish boy. And the boy will often make a speech to explain what his new status means to him. So, I think we're at the point now where we've been talking for almost 10 minutes. We've gone through some key topics, and I hope that's sort of helped give you a little booster for your exam tomorrow. But I just want to go through one more thing that's a bit of exam stress buster. And this is going to be the space guide to exam stress, all right? So first of all you need to know is that everyone here at Seneca is cheering for you, all right? And you just need to hang out, relax, and rest your brain this evening, not work too hard, not stay up too late, because otherwise you won't sleep well and you won't do well in your exam tomorrow. Listen to some tunes if you think you're feeling low, like that might cheer you up, might be a nice thing to do. And have a relaxing shower and plan out of this world outfit for your big day. Okay, so be that whatever you want your big day to be that tomorrow at your exam. If you're allowed to wear different clothes, you want to be going with a statement, you do that. But also maybe think about what's at the end of your GCSEs, what's coming this great long summer. It's going to be the longest summer you'll ever have. You've got that all to look forward to. Pack your bag with everything you'll need and do that tonight so you don't have to worry about it and stress tomorrow. Just imagine what that feeling when you walk out of that exam tomorrow and how good you're going to feel about things and how nice it's going to feel for you when that happens. So that's the end of this religious studies podcast, talking about what you need to know for the night before your paper 2 exam. I wish you all the best of luck tomorrow, and I really hope it goes well. If you want to listen to any of our other night before podcasts, we'll do them for every single exam. So get on our different channels and we will help you just calm your nerves before your exam. Good luck tomorrow and I'll see you again soon. If this episode's got you in the mood for more revision, or you just realised how close your exams are, then just head over to senecalearning.com where you can revise all of your GCSE subjects absolutely free. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, you'll find the link in the bio. If not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow all of our revised podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people find our podcasts.